Well, happy Easter to you. Can you hear me okay? I was pondering what to say this morning, and then I remembered that last summer we watched a lifeboat come and rescue a woman who had paddleboarded out from this very beach. Her dog was sitting on the front of her paddleboard, but as she went from this beach, the currents were much stronger than she had been anticipating, and she got rushed out into the ocean, and she quickly realized there was no way she was going to make it back. And I don't know if you've heard of the RNLI, the Royal National Lifeboat Institution, but one of their boats came out to rescue her. And the crew and this boat arrived far out on the horizon, and they popped her and the dog into their boat, and they towed the paddleboard behind them and arrived back on the beach, and we all gave them a clap, and it was wonderful to watch. And I don't know whether you know the RNLI, but there are huge lifeboat stations, aren't there, all around this country. Incredible charity. And if you've been on a beach, you might have seen the lifeguards that will rescue people if they get stuck out at sea. So the RNLI have existed for 200 years this very month, so they've got a massive thing to celebrate. Did you know that when they first went out in their boats, they just rowed out? Nowadays they've got these incredible boats, haven't they, with huge motors on them, but they just used oars to row out to these people and to rescue people who got into trouble at sea. And their life jackets were just made of cork. And now we have so much equipment for the crews, don't we? But can you imagine going out to rescue people back in the day? But you know, more than 600 of those volunteers, those people who were in the crews and in the boats, lost their lives as they attempted to rescue others who had got into trouble in the ocean. More than 600 people risked their lives and gave their lives to see others rescued at sea. But 146,277 lives have been saved in that time. It's so wonderful. But it made me think about watching that woman on that day. It made me think about how quickly things can change. And I don't know about you, but I have set out once in a sailing boat, actually on my hen weekend before I got married, set out on a sailing boat with some other girls. And before we knew it, we had drifted right off course and had to get a rescue. And there was another time bodyboarding at Bude, where I suddenly realized I was out of my depth. The waves were crashing down on my head, and I thought I was going to drown, and I had to get some help. In that moment, everything can change, can't it? One minute you're having a great time, it's a lovely sunny day. The next minute you've realised there are currents underwater and things have gone badly wrong. You suddenly realise you need help. You need someone to come, someone to help you. And you know what? For some of us, the last few years have felt a bit like that. At times we've suddenly realized that we're drifting. Maybe we're drifting from God. Maybe we're just not where we thought we were going to be. We haven't ended up where we thought we were going to be. And maybe some of us have felt that feeling of drowning, where it's like life itself is crashing down on your head and you're beginning to realize that you can't keep your head above water. It's just overwhelming. You can't cope anymore. You need some help. And today of all days, we are remembering and celebrating the living hope that we have in Jesus Christ. Through his death and his resurrection, he has rescued us. And the Bible says that he's rescued us. He's brought us from darkness into light. That he's brought us from death to life. That he's brought us from despair to hope. From captivity to freedom. And from a life out of step with what God wants to a life set right now and into the future. And not because of anything we got right, but because he has seen us. He has come to us. He has rescued us. And he's put our feet back on solid ground. And it says in the Bible, in Hebrews chapter 6, it says, we have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. And last week we went to Newlyn down in near Penzance, and round the town and in people's gardens and leaning against the chip shop are massive anchors. They are, and I'm not kidding you, they are bigger than me. Can you imagine an anchor that big? And if you don't know what an anchor does, it steadies a ship, doesn't it? And stops it in stormy seas from just drifting off. It's an anchor that is firm and secure. And that is what we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says we rely not on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. On Him we have set our hope. And you know what? Our hope does not rely on wishful thinking or on positive vibes. Our hope actually relies on the events of the very first Easter, on the death of Jesus on a cross and on Him raised from the dead. Our hope is set on the love and power of God. And you know, on the cross, you will find someone who will never abandon you. When Jesus was faced with a choice, He chose to go to the extremes of human suffering. He chose to experience the extremes of human betrayal for love of you, so that you can rely on His love. It will cover the biggest possible mess you can get yourself into. It will cover the most horrendous failures that we face. It covers the mistakes, the tragedies, the losses. His love is something you can rely on. He has proved by going to the cross and offering Himself up for us that He will love you no matter what. He will love you no matter what. His love is firm and secure. And in the resurrection, God has showed us His power. He has invited us to know and experience His power, a power that pushes back evil and invites us into eternal life. Jesus, by being raised from the dead, has ushered in a whole new age where death itself no longer has the last word, and where God will set everything right. And because He rose from the dead, we can step into life beyond death. We can step into the promise that everything will be transformed and renewed by Him, starting now. And because He has risen from the dead, even the darkest and most difficult bits of this life will actually be like the twinkling of an eye compared with being in His presence for all of eternity. That is His promise to us today, because He has indeed risen from the dead. And there is nothing you can do that He cannot forgive. There is nothing you can do that His love will not cover. And there is nothing that He cannot transform by the power of the resurrection, the power of Jesus raised from the dead. So this hope that we have is a hope that you can rely on. It is what you have when you live in the good of the love and power of God. It's a hope that you have when you trust in the person of Jesus Christ, in His death and in His resurrection. Don't set your hope on anything else. Just take a moment. Sometimes it's so crazy, isn't it? We find that our hope has settled on a job, on an inheritance, on a school place, on an exam result, on a dating app. Set your hope on Jesus Christ, on His love, on His power, the love and power that sent Him to the cross, and the love and power that raised Him from the dead. You see, we've made an Easter shout this morning, but only a fool would say, "Hallelujah, my salary has risen. It has risen indeed." Or, "Hallelujah, my job prospects have risen. They have risen indeed. Hallelujah, my popularity has risen. It has risen indeed." There are many things that we have to be thankful for, even in a stormy time like this one. And some of us do have much to be thankful for, don't we? And some of us have got a bit disconnected from any hopefulness at all. But I would say this, there is only one hope that will never disappoint you. There is only one anchor that will hold. And that is the hope that we have in Jesus Christ, because he has conquered death itself. So the invitation to us this morning is to trust him. Will you put all of your hope in Jesus Christ this morning?